So, you join me in my small office. I say office, it's a spare room. It's the size of a wardrobe, essentially. So, shouldn't really be classed as either a spare room or an office, but you join me in my office. And I've been meaning to use Audioboo for a while now. Wanting to do something different with it, but the issue is finding exactly what that should be. For those of you who don't know, my name is Robin Smith. This is not my real name, it's a pseudonym, but essentially it's my name anyway. It's funny how names come about, how we are given a name by our parents, but you know, it has its power to those who know and understand it, to those who use it. So, you know, I am as much Robin Smith as I am my real name or my birth name. But to most people nowadays, I am known as Robin Smith. And I've been, for the last, I'd say 6 years, attempting to get into not strictly writing about anything, although when people ask me what I do, maybe not for a living, I don't make money out of this, but what I do, I tend to answer, I'm a writer. I have next to no education when it comes to English, being English but poorly educated. I am literally self-taught, so my writing skill isn't to the level and standard that most people would expect of somebody who would refer to themselves as a writer. Excuse me. But nonetheless, when people ask me what I do, or when I mention what I do, the thing that comes first is I am a writer. Obviously, this hobby or career I would like to build for myself is based on freelance work or doing things for free, and therefore I do have other jobs, day jobs as I like to call them, but no matter how much time I dedicate to those things, I still think of myself primarily as a writer. It's probably more true to say that I am someone who talks and expresses himself too much with regards to things he's interested in. And what I tend to be interested in are things that get a lot of coverage by a lot of other people already. First and foremost, video games. Or, as video games, as a term, is odd for me. I like to use the phrase interactive digital media, but games is what people would know that as. That's what I mainly talk about. But I'll talk about television, sci-fi, films, books, when I get to read some, and a billion other things, whatever I feel passionate about, because that's what people do. People talk what they know. You have a passion, you just express it. Some people more so than others, and some of us unintentionally more so than others. For example, when I'm out and happen to be shopping with my partner, and she meets me by the DVD section, because inevitably I'll have gotten bored of doing the day-to-day shop and stood over prodding the cut-price DVDs, some no longer shrink-wrapped, some distorted from desperate would-be thieves trying to take out the discs. I'll point out or pick up random things and end up talking to her for about 15 to 20 minutes about the single movie I'm holding in my hands. Anything related to that. Sequels, prequels, people working on it, actors, directors, you name it. And I don't know I'm doing it. I just kind of do it, like anybody else would. You say what you know. You just make conversation. I've never been the type of person who made conversation about the weather, but when it came to things I was passionate about, I couldn't hold myself back, and sometimes that was to my detriment. Thankfully, due to her good grace, my partner has been marvellous about this. She's always been very supportive, and when I do start to talk a little over my normal amount about certain subjects, for example, DVDs or films or games, she stands and sometimes seems to enjoy listening. She says that it's an admirable trait, that it's something to admire and like about someone, that they are passionate enough to just talk without really thinking about it, and that what they're saying appears or feels knowledgeable, or at least carved out of some love for the subject they're talking on. So that's why I do what I do. Lately I've not done it as much as I used to. I started originally about 5 years ago, when I was working in the supermarket, and I heard from some other friends or colleagues that they were planning on starting an audio podcast talking about video games, and I considered doing that for a while myself, and instead of just sitting back and saying, well, I'll do one and maybe I'll listen to theirs, I just approached them and we started working together. Over time, many of them dropped away and I kept on going. For the last few years, I've been writing for several smaller websites, never really feeling like I was getting anywhere, progressing or advancing, but getting slowly better at the set skills needed to be considered a relatively good writer. Nobody ever really comments on my work, so I can't really tell if I'm getting better at the writing side of things. But that's why talking and using audio, podcasts, video if I happen to have equipment lying around, podcast streaming or live streaming of gameplay, things like that, that can be also a useful avenue for communication, for expressing an idea or thought that I seem to be having at the time. But of late, I found myself less and less able to focus on my work. Partly, I think this is because I'm losing faith in ever actually being of any quality, of actually achieving any of these unattainable goals. I won't likely be picked up by any of the big games commentary websites or press sites. I won't be in the game's print. I probably won't be picked up by any mainstream media or, you know, other specialist press of any kind. The term press or journalist is in a strange place at the moment. So exactly what to do or what expect to happen in this field is also under some speculation. It was hard enough knowing what to do when there was a set idea about what press or the games press did. But now it seems there is just an ever constant fluctuation of ideas, sometimes not for the better. But I want to start using Audioboo here, doing something once or twice a week, maybe even once a day, and just talking about what's going on, maybe starting to get my mind thinking in the right path again. Obviously, I'm not just doing things here. I currently write occasional pieces at truegeekradio.com and have plans to start doing audio pieces for them, podcasts as part of the team, and occasional solo features. I also have plans to do some video work. I will write to my own projects and have loads of other small projects on the go, not just press stuff, but ideas for an Indiegogo campaign is buzzing around at the moment. Hopefully I can use this as a means to share them with you all, and maybe you'll be interested in some of it. But for now, as time is running out, I think I'll leave you, and I'll thank you for sitting through this probably poorly audio, poor quality sounding bite of me.